Scripture memory verse tonight, Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Ephesians 6:14. Kind of hard one this week for some reason. I think there's been a little bit of spiritual war going on. Anybody else?
Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, putting on the breastplate of righteousness. Ephesians 6:14. I messed that one up.
Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. That's fine. Having put on. Having is in there twice. It is. Anybody else?
Ephesians 6:14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Ephesians 6:14.
Good job. Anybody else?
Ephesians 6:14, stand therefore, having, I lost it.
Girded.
I lost it. Let me think about it. Go on.
Anybody else?
Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Ephesians 6:14.
Good job. Anybody else?
Okay, try this again. Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Having the breastplate of righteousness.
Having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
Ephesians 6:14.
Good job. Anybody else?
Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. This is Ephesians 6:14.
Good job. And then next week we have the and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So it's we're right in the middle of like a sentence, but they broke it up a little bit. So this is, as we look at it, remember, we're in a war. There's a spiritual war going on. Some people have called it the angelic conflict, where the fallen angels, they're attacking, the enemy's lying to us. And the only way we can battle the lies is with truth. And so as we put on truth, we learn to stand against the wiles of the devil. If you remember our other scriptures, this is the third time that we've actually been encouraged to stand. To stand. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. So third time for stand. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a matter be established. So now, are we able to stand against the wiles of the devil? Are we able to stand? Well, only with truth. Only with truth. And that's why it's a belt of truth. Think about it. There's so much going on here. And again, let me remind you, this is not a program. This is not works. This is not something you're doing because, oh, this is a magic charms. Oh, me lucky charms. This is an attitude. This is a mindset. This is what we do in sanctification. We know that we need to be in the word, prayer, and fellowship. We know that we need to be learning truth because the enemy fights with lies. Okay? So we always know that this is an exercise, and we're safe in the beloved. We can cry on the name of Jesus, But we're putting on the belt of truth. And really, if you think about it, I like to always talk about with truth first is really about, it's a belt. And we're going to talk about stand in a minute, but I just want to talk about the belt. What does the police officer have? And this is our culture. Paul is on house arrest. Paul is in Rome. Paul is chained to a guard, and he's seeing his armor, right? He's seeing everything going on there. But with us, we most likely see a police officer, and it's a belt that goes around his waist, right? And everything else that he has is attached to the belt, okay? His gun, his mace. I mean, I know that they moved the walkie-talkie with a wire now, and they put it up here, but it used to be all down here. They had to grab it. I mean, everything was on this. His baton is on there, or his tung fu, whatever you want to call it. That's a tung fu. It's a baton, though, where you crack-a-lack people with them. Everything is on there. His handcuffs are on there. So you have to start with something that is foundational. You have to begin with the foundation of truth. We know that because we've been born up in lies. We've been dead in lies. We've lived in lies and sin and trespasses all of our life. So he's again telling us to stand for the third time, and it means to abide, continue, remain, or it can even mean covenant, or to be established, to stand still in the victory of Christ. Okay? Stand still in the victory of Christ. Having girded your waist with truth. Now, many people call that a belt. But it's girding your waist with truth. There's some things going on. I don't know if it's called a kilt. I always forget what it's called. My brain doesn't work real good. But in that day, the people, they actually wore those kilts or long dresses. They're not really a dress. What in the world is it called? I totally forget again. It's an outer garment that like Jesus had. And you can't run in those. It's like trying to run. Like if you have that, like a dress on, and you're trying to run, this thing's down here on your knees. So what they would literally do is reach down behind and grab the back of that hem, and they pull it up, and they tuck it in here, and it became like they had short pants on. It was almost like they had short pants, and that's really part of what they're talking about, where you could gird, and now you can run, you can move. Your legs are set free to walk and do what you're supposed to do in the battle. And so girding isn't just putting on a belt, but that's what this is looking at. And it's at your waist. And it's with truth. And so everything about